Here's a thought I'll title Bonus Images. I think it's fair to say that every system, every structure, everything we do, particularly as artists, has its Achilles heel. And the Achilles heel of project-oriented photography is getting too many images in the project and not having the ability to edit it down to the most important, most essential images and then stop. As Pablo Picasso so famously said, the real trick in art is knowing when to stop. Well, as an advocate of project-oriented photography, this is an issue that I'm well aware of. For example, I've mentioned that I have returned from Colorado photographing all the fall aspen leaves, etc., with some 900-plus captures. What am I going to do with those? Well, I'm going to edit them down. And probably the temptation is going to be to not edit them down far enough, because I like every one of the images, or I wouldn't have photographed it. I don't think any of us ever pick up our camera and say, well, I really don't like this, and I can't imagine doing anything with this, but I'm going to photograph it anyway because it's there. No, we make selections. We respond to something that we see, and we like it. We're excited by it, so we capture it, and then what are we going to do with it? And one of the common things that I hear from people when they talk about either editing their own project or looking at someone else's project is the risk of having too many images in a project. This was one of the things that motivated me to introduce the idea of seeing in sixes, because defining it as seeing in sixes meant that we were limited to exactly six images, and it sort of forces the ruthless editing that's often required in order for a project to not become too unwieldy. But it has to be admitted that the number of images that are the correct number of images for any given project is going to depend to some degree on the audience, on ourselves, on the connection we have with the subject and with the work. And if you show your project to 20 people, you might get 20 different answers about what's the right number of images for this project. It's a dilemma that appears to be almost unsolvable. But I came across an idea that I want to share here that might help. And that's why I've titled this Bonus Images. I'll bet that most of you, from time to time, have watched the bonus features after you've finished watching a movie on a DVD or something. Or perhaps you've watched the director's cut that has commentary from behind the scenes from the actors and the directors and the producers, etc. In other words, whether it's bonus scenes or the director's cut, seeing those, consuming those things, are optional and might depend on how committed you are to the project, how much it really strikes a chord with you. Why can't we do exactly the same thing with our still photography projects? Why not have bonus images? So a rather severe and tight edit for general distribution, which we could reasonably acknowledge is going to leave some people wanting more. And that's where we could have, after the official end of our project, PDF, gallery, exhibition, whatever, we could make available to those who are interested bonus images, additional images that carry the project a little farther. After the last image in a PDF, for example, why not have a section of bonus images for people who are really into the project and don't want to see it come to a premature conclusion? Having the regular project and then the bonus images for the project and maybe even a director's cut for the project or some other way to introduce extra images might make sense and give people essentially an option. Do they want to see more or not? One of the things that I've observed with my Kokoro projects is that each issue of Kokoro will have either four or six small projects. Each of those projects kind of develops its own audience. If there's six projects in an issue of Kokoro, I'm pretty much guaranteed that 1/6 of the emails I receive will praise one project Another sixth will praise the second project, etc. It's evenly distributed. And I can't determine which of those are going to really connect with which audience, or as far as that goes, with any audience. As an artist, I just produce what I produce, and then you have to let the chips fall where they may. But it's predictable that some of the audience will connect with some of your work more deeply than others in your audience do or will. And it seems to me that this idea of bonus images might be a way that we can kind of have our cake and eat it too. For the people who want a shorter project, they just skip the bonus images. For the people who want more, they can enjoy the bonus images. And I could see this being used in a book, in a PDF, in a blurb book, even in a gallery exhibition. Not everybody's going to like everything equally. But some of those people are going to like it so much that they want more. Why wouldn't we want to provide them with more if they're interested in seeing it? And it gives us something to do with all those extra images that don't make it into the primary rendition of the project.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.